Under intense pressure, House must now decide if Trump's bill is good enough. Date modified colon 2025-07-01T20:2131.429Z. Description colon The president has said he views the legislation as an integral part of his political legacy, comma dot. Facing intense pressure, House must now decide if Trump's bill is good enough. 58 minutes ago, save. Anthony Zurcher, North America correspondent at Azurcher, save. Watch. Trump reacts to the Senate narrowly passing his big, beautiful bill after nearly 24 hours of debate, starting yesterday morning and stretching overnight. The U.S. Senate approved Donald Trump's massive tax cut and spending bill, passing by the narrowest of margins. The bill, as it stood on Tuesday, contained key parts of the agenda he campaigned on last year. Trump celebrated its passage during a visit to a migrant detention facility in Florida. It's a great bill, he said. There is something for everyone. But in fact, while lawmakers may have gotten something they wanted, they likely faced concessions to achieve that, and ultimately to push the bill through the House on Tuesday. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski said she worked hard to ensure the bill provided for her state and ultimately voted for it, but was still unhappy. She called the process rushed. My hope is that the House is going to look at this and recognize that we're not there yet, she told reporters just outside the Senate floor, moments after the vote. A look at the key items in Trump's big, beautiful bill. Watch, Trump's big, beautiful bill triggers Senate face-off. The woman who could bust Trump's big, beautiful bill in a game of political ping-pong, the bill now returns to the House, which passed its version of the bill weeks ago. If the narrow Republican majority in that chamber gives final approval, perhaps as early as Wednesday, the legislation can be presented to the president for his signature. But it may be a tough pill for some House Republicans to swallow. It includes massive new funding, $70 billion, for Trump's immigration priorities. It boosts defense spending and makes the tax cuts Republicans passed in Trump's first term permanent. To offset this loss, it cuts funding for Biden-era environmental programs and Medicaid, the health insurance program for low-income Americans, Reuters. Senator Lisa Murkowski, RAK, speaks to the press after the Senate passes U.S. President Donald Trump's sweeping spending and tax bill, on Capitol Hill on July 1. The financial ledger isn't nearly balanced, however, as the package adds more than $3 trillion to the federal debt and raises the U.S. borrowing authority by $5 trillion. Fiscal hardliners have complained that the Senate watered down some of their original budget cuts. The right-wing House Freedom Caucus said the Senate proposal could add $650 billion, $472 billion, to the deficit each year. It's not what we agreed to, caucus members said in a social media post on Monday. And centrists still are concerned about cuts in the bill, including reductions in federal payments covering health insurance for low-income Americans. The original House version was a balancing act that kept the various factions within the Republican Party just satisfied enough to vote yes. The Senate version now landing back in their laps may disrupt that balance. But the pressure on House Republicans to sign off on what Trump has called his big, beautiful bill will be enormous. The president has said he views the legislation as an integral part of his political legacy, a lasting change in government policy that, unlike executive orders, a future president cannot easily undo. Our food doesn't even last the month. Americans brace for Trump's welfare cuts. Elon Musk says he regrets some posts about Donald Trump. Donald Trump, U.S. politics, U.S. Congress, United States.